It's official, summer feels like it's just around the corner after that weekend. Do you agree? Lots of blue skies, sunshine, shorts, barbecues, and not to mention, as I write this, it's 7:30 in the evening and it's still light outside. If you hadn't noticed that yourself, I bet there was a friend or family member who felt the need to point it out. They always do. I never understand how we move the clocks 1 hour forward, spring forward and fall back, yet it feels like we immediately gain 2 extra hours of daylight. Not that I'm complaining, however. I love the light nights. I had a great weekend overall. I met up with an old friend, well, she won't let me calling her old, on Friday in Derby at the Westfield Shopping Centre. Have you ever been? It's a really good, what I would call, American-style shopping mall with a food court. If only it had an Arby's or a Taco Bell or a Fuddruckers. That word again is Fuddruckers. Google it, like they have in America. From there, I headed to the cinema, and after that, I headed to Erewash Sound, where I'll soon be officially one of their radio presenters. Watch this space. On Saturday, I headed over to a lovely pub and restaurant in Long Eaton called Trentlock. This rustic-looking country pub sits on the border of Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire, and Derbyshire, and also marks the point where the River Trent and River Soar meet with the beginning of the Erewash Canal. It's a very nice establishment, especially during the summer when its outside seating area is very much in demand. Over the course of the evening, I think the three of us were very happy with the food, environment and service. The only negatives from the visit were the seared King Scallop starter, priced at £6.45, due to a portion size that was simply dwarfed next to my fried dusted calamari, £5.45, and the fact that each time I've been there, the restaurant manager insists on wearing jeans that sit halfway between his actual waistline and his knees. I'm sorry, but how can you take anyone seriously who dresses like that? They do serve one of my favourite beers, however, Blue Moon, along with a regularly changing lineup of real ales, so I'll definitely be heading back there again. Today was just a glorious day with a real summer feel to it. You could smell the barbecues in the air. Us Brits do like a weekend barbecue as soon as we get a bit of warm weather. After an early scare of nearly losing my iPhone, seriously, that would have ruined my entire week, if not month. I spent a good hour retracing my steps, which included driving back to my friend's house, searching high and low, and then finally found the damn phone in my car. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes. So after that early scare, look, it's not that I'm one of those people who has grown up with a phone all of his life and now cannot face a single day without one. I didn't have my first phone until I was 18. A second-hand Nokia 702. It had snake and everything.